Hi, I'm Bob Masalgo with an in-studio session recorded at Americana Fest in Nashville. Sunny Sweeney has just released her new album, Married Alone, on 30 Tigers Records. Sunny shared this story about her decision to make music for a living.
After I had a job for 21 days, I'd graduated college with a public relations degree. I wanted to do entertainment PR, and that didn't really pan out. And I started working with this company called Lone Star Music as their artist liaison, and I would go out to clubs and see bands and stuff. And going out and seeing bands really opens your eyes to, wow, okay, I think I'm creative. I think I could do this. Okay, I could just learn guitar real quick. And that's kind of how my mind worked. And so I asked my dad, can you teach me how to play guitar? Because my dad plays guitar. And 2 weeks later, I had a gig, and I just put my mind to it. Yeah, I wanted to work for myself, and I wanted to wear jeans. And, you know, and I'm the biggest music fan, you know, generally speaking. And so I thought, what better way than to surround myself with music all the time than to work in this industry and figure out a way, like, do I know what the hell I'm doing? No, I still don't 18 years later, but I have a little bit better grasp on it. I would not trade a single iota of anything that I've ever had to go through. It's been the hardest job I've ever done, but it's the most rewarding, most gratifying. All the good outweighs any of the bad.
Sunny reached back to her first record for this song, an in-studio version of Please Be San Antone.
One, two, one, two, three.
Somebody's honey been away too long.
Sunny Sweeney with Please Be San Antone, a Jim Lauderdale written song appearing on her 2004 debut Heartbreakers Hall of Fame. Sunny spoke of her connection with Lauderdale.
Jim is an old friend of mine, and he is one of the greatest writers of our time. And that was a Jim song that I put on my very first album from 2005.
Wow.
So I thought we've resurrected it at our shows lately. So I was like, I want to play that.
Sunny described the motivation for her new record, Married Alone, which was driven from a difficult personal situation.
It's my second divorce album, because I already had a divorce album. I've been divorced twice. I got divorced twice before the age of 40, and I'm not proud of it, but it is what it is. And like, you can't fix that you can't go back in time. But I'm also not going to stay married if I know I'm married to the wrong person. So what I do know is that I'm never getting married again, ever. And people go, don't say never. I'm very clearly saying the word never. It will never happen again. I don't want to ever do it again, you know. And he was not a bad person, but he did allow me to get a lot of song ideas from our marriage breaking up. So I'm very grateful for him as well for that reason. And yes, my album is definitely about my marriage ending.
Let's hear Sonny Sweeney with a song from the new Married Alone recorded in studio in Nashville.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
I came here tonight for a good time. I can have one.
Sonny Sweeney recorded at Americana Fest in Nashville with Leaving Is My Middle Name from her new record, Married Alone, on 30 Tigers Records. This has been an Americana Fest in-studio session with Sonny Sweeney. For WNRN, I'm Bob Masago. Thanks for listening.